Genesis 9. God said to Noah and his sons,
I am giving you my blessing. Have a lot of children and grandchildren, so people will live everywhere on this earth. All animals, birds, reptiles, and fish will be afraid of you. I have placed them under your control, and I have given them to you for food. From now on, you may eat them as well as the green plants that you have always eaten. But life is in the blood, and you must not eat any meat that still has blood in it. I created humans to be like me, and I will punish any animal or person that takes a human life. If an animal kills someone, that animal must die. And if a person takes the life of another, that person must be put to death. I want you and your descendants to have many children, so people will live everywhere on earth.
Again, God said to Noah and his sons,
I am going to make a solemn promise to you and to everyone who will live after you. This includes the birds and the animals that came out of the boat. I promise every living creature that the earth and those living on it will never again be destroyed by a flood. The rainbow that I have put in the sky will be my sign to you and to every living creature on earth. It will remind you that I will keep this promise forever. When I send clouds over the earth and a rainbow appears in the sky, I will remember my promise to you and to all other living creatures. Never again will I let floodwaters destroy all life. When I see the rainbow in the sky, I will always remember the promise that I have made to every living creature. The rainbow will be the sign of that solemn promise.
Noah and his sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, came out of the boat. Ham later had a son named Canaan. All people on earth are descendants of Noah's three sons. Noah farmed the land and was the first to plant a vineyard. One day he got drunk and was lying naked in his tent. Ham entered the tent and saw him naked, then went back outside and told his brothers. Shem and Japheth put a robe over their shoulders and walked backward into the tent. Without looking at their father, they placed it over his body. When Noah woke up and learned what his youngest son Ham had done, he said,
I now put a curse on Canaan. He will be the lowest slave of his brothers. I asked the Lord my God to bless Shem and make Canaan his slave. I pray that the Lord will give Japheth more and more land and let him take over the territory of Shem. May Canaan be his slave.
Noah lived 350 years after the flood and died at the age of 950.